Good morning. This is Poetry Moment. I'm Chris Coppin, and today I'm reading a poem called Our Voices Occupy Rooms by Carmen Jimenez Smith. I love going to museums with my wife, who is a great appreciator of art. And this poem by this Southwestern poet celebrates art and also how it draws us out of ourselves, then takes us back into ourselves, often with greater depth. We were a family of women, big on art, not the kind gotten from travel, thick papered books, or the didactic analysis of a period in a classroom, but rather the kind garnered from gaping at a painting, goose-skinned with awe. Well into my years, I feel it in my body, activated samely by the women in my family doing their cumbia. And when this goosebumps came in the museums, my mother urging us to get right up in the painting's faces, I'd remark loudly on the French parliaments, the rosy cheeks, although my mother was most likely standing near the Dutch milkmaids. And she would call back, "Yes, wow." We joke about volume in our family, my sister's husky, raucous laugh, my aunt's melodic squeal, my mother's operatic sneeze, all freight train loud. I take large gulps of air to fuel my oration. I worry terminally that people notice, knowing that people notice, and so hoping that people realize there is little I can do to change it. My friend Aida, beautiful in a 40 Vargas way, has a voice that booms like smoky electricity, an eel. She's brown too, but that suggests, look at those people with their ways, their food, like when people assume I like spicy food. I don't. Yet some native attributes are deep wells of pleasure. In museums, my mother would call out to me over the gallery's benumbed solemnity in her familiar and animal call, "Lissy, mira esto," which, like a scent, gave me a chance to tingle in this most public place. That was Our Voices Occupy Rooms by Carmen Jimenez Smith, and I am Chris Coppin for Poetry Moment.